Now this whole time we've been talking about God's person, and this time it was King Josiah. It was King Josiah's gospel movement. What's the scripture? It's the second king. What verse? It's 23:21-27. When you go home, please read this scripture. Now, have anyone went to Korea? Wow, you guys went. Have you been to the night flight? Oh, you have been on the night flight? Oh, from the evening. You came out at the nighttime? Then what did you see when you went out at nighttime? What do you see? In Korea, there's going to be so many red crosses in the building. There's going to be so many red crosses. There's really red. But in Japan, we don't see those because we don't have any church. Why aren't there any churches in Japan? In Japan, we don't have much churches. Why do you think it is? Why? Now, there is no ministry in here. No ministry school. Now, we're going to start. Our church is going to start the ministry school. What's the name of our ministry school? Oh, you guys don't have any interest on it. It's the Tokyo International Ministry School. Yes. So just as I said, there's not much ministry school. Even though there is, there are not much enough. Because they don't go to those schools, or they don't even go to church. Why? It's because they don't like Christians. Why don't they like Christianity? Now, let's ask Japanese teachers. Is it like it's a different God? Is there any teacher who didn't go to church when they were young? Well, just like that, there's not much Christians in Japan. They never listened to the gospel. They never heard the word. They never heard it even though from the ears. But all the people who went to the ministry school, they need to let those people listen to the word of God. Now from the dad and moms, we're going to keep listening, and then now it's going to go to me. Now on the left side, we have our friends. And then we have all those other peoples that we know. And then we would just keep preaching those words, sharing those good news. Just like that in the Bible, in Joseph's age, like just Joshua's age, like Hezekiah king, They had the gospel, but it was also taken away. It was cut off after that. Now, if anything is away from the God, if it's away from gospel, then what will happen? The corruption will happen. So what do we need? What do we need in here? In order to have the gospel in, if Japan doesn't have gospel, then there's going to be so many curses and disasters coming more. So like that, in Japan, there's not much word of God, the work of Holy Spirit working much, but what can we do? We can pray, and we can tell, we can preach. It's wonderful, amazing. Ministry school. you're gonna scream out to believe in Christ. Do you want to be in the ministry school, Josiah? You're gonna be under your dad. You guys are too young to be able to be in that school. But you, everyone say that I will pray. Now there's going to be so many teachers who's going to come to Japan to teach at the ministry school. It's really a wonderful thing that teachers from Korea, they're going to come all the way here to teach about the Bible. Now, if you pray, what kind of power will be on us? It's going to be the spiritual power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's power. Where is this real Jesus power coming from? When you do this, when will you get this power? Bible, praying, worshiping. In this worshiping time, this is the moment when we are feeling the most that God is with me. Like when you're really focusing on God, you are with God. If you have anything that you have scary before you go to sleep, but just think that God is always with you, then you are not scary anymore. Amen? So now today, in Japan, there's not much churches. So let's keep praying that there's going to be churches in every prefectures through the ministry school. And let's really pray to open more schools and more ACs in Japan. Let's pray together. Dear our living God, in this Japan, there's not much churches. There are not much people who believe in Jesus Christ. Now I will pray and preach the gospel. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.